You are listening to The Music Room with Aileen Miracle. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 100 of The Music Room. This episode is titled My Favorite Podcast and Podcast Episodes. First of all, super excited about episode 100. Thank you so much for listening. In today's episode, I'm going to go over 10 of my favorite podcast episodes that I've recorded, as well as 10 of my favorite other podcasts. So I want to give a shout out before I begin to Tanya and Carrie from Music Teacher Coffee Talk, because their podcast episode called 100 Favorites, which was their 100th episode, inspired me to record this. I thought at first about doing something similar to theirs, where they took they had their 10 favorite instruments, their 10 favorite picture books. And I thought, so great. And they had 10 lists of 10 favorites. And I love that idea, but I am limiting it a little bit more. So I'm having my 10 favorite podcast episodes of mine, and then my 10 favorite podcasts just in general. All right, so first of all, we'll go through my 10 favorite podcast episodes, and I'm just going to give you a little blurb of these episodes. I will link to them in the show notes, so if you go to aileensmusicroom.com/podcast, and then you find episode 100, then you can click the link, and you will find the show notes with all of the links to all of these podcast episodes. So like I said, I'll just give you a little blurb of each podcast episode, but definitely go and check them out. All right, so on this list, in no particular order, my favorite podcast episodes. First one is episode 41, which was with Brandi Waller-Pace from Decolonizing the Music Room. And I just loved this conversation with Brandi. She gave some really specific strategies for how to decolonize your music room. And she also listed some really wonderful resources. This was honestly one of the first in-depth conversations I had had about this topic, and I just found it so helpful and so insightful, and I really appreciate Brandi's wisdom and expertise and her perspective. So definitely check that one out. You actually notice that a lot of these podcast episodes that I'm listing as my favorites are interviews with other people. So the second one is also an interview with somebody else, and that is episode 88, and it was Neurodivergent Students with Kimberly Hall. So in this episode, Kimberly, who is neurodivergent herself, talked through some, again, specific strategies for working with neurodivergent students and just things to consider for your students who are not, quote unquote, your typical learners, right? They're a little bit outside of the what we call typical, and how can we best reach them? And I really got a lot of great feedback about this episode, so definitely check that out if you have not yet. All right, next on my list, I have episode number 79, and this is with Katie Terrell. This episode was about writing and illustrating picture books. If you're not familiar with Katie Terrell, she is the writer and illustrator for books like Agabadiff, the musical Yak, EGBDF, the Lines of the Treble Clef Staff, the musical Yak. So it's a picture book. It's beautifully illustrated. I really love the illustrations, but it's a really wonderful way to teach about lines on the treble clef staff. And it's just really interesting talking to her about her process for writing the book and how she got to the point of wanting to write and illustrate her own book and how she's used it with her own students. And actually, after this conversation with her, I did start using it with my students, and it really was a hit. So just definitely check that out if you've not yet. All right, next on my list, I have episode number 66, and this is with Katie Minichi, who often has co-hosted the podcast with me. And in this episode, Katie and I talk about elementary music lesson activities that we love. And it had some just really good gems in there, like Katie in the episode teaches this song, I Am Walking. And it's one that after she taught it to me, the first time I'd ever heard this song was while we were recording this podcast episode. And then I started using it with my kindergartners soon after that, and it became a favorite. So we have that song in there, and there are several other favorites in there. Just, activities that were in songs that were really working well for us in the music room. So that is episode 66. Next on my list, I have episode 73, which was Social Emotional Learning with Mikey D. So Mikey D, who I call Michael, his full name is Michael Seibert, but he goes by Mikey D. And he's got a blog, website, store, all called Mikey D. But he is a expert with SEL, with social emotional learning. And he's a classroom teacher, but it was really cool to talk to him about SEL and how we can integrate it and how we can adapt it for our music rooms. So he talks about what SEL is, again, giving specific strategies for how you could do this in the music room. It was a really great conversation. So definitely check that one out. That is episode 73. All right. And then so I have five more of my favorite podcast episodes, and then I'm going to talk about my favorite podcast just in general. Some teaching, some not teaching. All right. So next on my list of my favorite podcast episodes, I had episode number 58, and that was actually one just with me, and that was about steady beat and rhythm. And the reason I had that on the list is I have often referred to that podcast episode when people have had questions about how to teach steady beat, how to teach rhythm, how to teach the difference between steady beat and rhythm, how to do beat versus rhythm. And I got some good feedback on that podcast episode as well. So if you are teaching kindergarten and or first grade and you're struggling or just looking for new ideas for teaching steady beat and rhythm, then definitely check out that podcast episode. Then we have episode number 56. This was Tech Tools for the Music Room with Katie Wardrobe. This episode was listened to quite a bit. I had a lot of plays on this podcast episode. I think it's one of my most played episodes, and I just love talking to Katie. She is so knowledgeable and so just joyful, so pleasant to talk to, and she's got so many great ideas for using technology in the music room. You know I love technology, so I always love to have a conversation about tech tools. And she delves into some of her favorites like Pear Deck, Nearpod, Wakelet. And she also talks about using LastPass just as like a teacher slash human, how LastPass can be really helpful. And I actually did start using LastPass after this conversation with her, and it's been really helpful. So if you're into technology, definitely check out that podcast episode with Katie Wardrobe. And that was episode 56. Moving on, I have episode number 43. This was with another Australian music educator, Debbie O'Shea from Crescendo Music Education, and this was all about classroom management. I love talking to Debbie. She's a friend of mine. I was able to stay with her when I visited Australia in 2019, and we had such a blast. And not only that, but I was actually able to see her teach, which was just such a cool experience. So everything she talks about in this episode about classroom management, I can attest to seeing her actually do this as a teacher, right? She's not just like talking the talk, she's really walking the walk. She builds such positive connections with her students. I saw that firsthand, and she talks about that in her podcast episode. So even if you feel like, you know what, I'm doing pretty well with classroom management, I would still check out this podcast episode because I really think you'll still gain something from it. So she talks about classroom management strategies, again, building those connections with students. And actually, my next podcast episode, episode 101, is again with Debbie O'Shea, and she's going to talk about manipulatives in the music room. So every conversation I have with Debbie is wonderful. So definitely check that one out. I have two more for you of my favorite podcast episodes from my podcast. Number 40 is with Nissa Brown, my good friend Nissa Brown. Love talking to her. And this episode was about moving beyond methodology. So moving beyond Kodai, moving beyond ORF. How can we really reach all of our students and not be focused so much on the methodology? So she talks about, you know, digging into the National Core Art Standards. And she was on the NCAS Standards Revision Committee, so she knows a lot about NCAS. She dives into like metacognition and thinking routine. So it's such a good conversation. She is such a deep thinker, and I really love talking to her about music education. The last one I have on my list from my podcast is episode number 35, and that is all about multicultural music, and that is with Joan Littman, who is my former level 3 Kodai teacher. And I was actually able to kind of be like her understudy, or what do we call it at the time? She was my mentor or something. At the time, I was able to sit through level 3 classes after I had already taken level 3 with her and kind of soak in her wisdom and help her grade and all that good stuff. So just, again, love any conversation I can have with Joni. She is just such a wealth of knowledge and has really done a lot of folk song research and has done a lot of travel to do that folk song research. So she talks about some of her favorite songs in this episode. There's notation for a song in the episode, a song that I had never heard before. And like I said, she's really done the work and is, so again, so intelligent. So definitely check out that episode. That is episode 35. All right, so now I'm going to talk through 10 of my favorite podcasts. 5 of these are education related and 5 of them are not. So if you love listening to podcasts, which I'm going to assume you kind of like it because you're listening to this one now, then check these out. You know, maybe as you're listening, open up your phone as long as you're not driving and subscribe to some of these. All right, so I've already mentioned this one, but Music Teacher Coffee Talk, love that podcast with Tanya and Carrie. It's just a wealth of fun activities and songs and thoughts about music education. So definitely check that out. I also love The Music Tech Teacher with Katie Wardrobe. Just talked about Katie Wardrobe, and she has a wonderful podcast that is all about technology in the music room. So definitely check that out too. And then Cult of Pedagogy. If you have ever had the chance to see Jennifer Gonzalez present, or if you've ever listened to the Cult of Pedagogy podcast, you know it's really wonderful. She is a former classroom educator, so not music specific, but there is still so much that you can learn from listening to this podcast episode. She really has very thoughtful conversations with a lot of people. In some episodes she does by herself and some she, you know, interviews other people, but she really is so thoughtful and reflective and thinking about the best ways to teach and to give students autonomy and to manage your classroom and like any topic you can think of with education. Jennifer has probably covered it in Cult of Pedagogy. And again, I will link to all of these podcasts in the show notes. She has a website called Cult of Pedagogy that's also really wonderful. All right, another one that I just discovered is called the Innovators Mindset Podcast. And this one I need to dig into a little bit more, but I wanted to mention it because it was really an interesting educational podcast to listen to. And I actually learned about this because I went to a technology conference in Columbus recently, and one of the keynote speakers, George Kuros, is the host of the Innovators Mindset Podcast. So, and I listened to some of it and I was like, oh wow, this is super interesting. So if you're listening to it or you're looking for another educational podcast, I would look at that one. I would listen to that one. And then my last educational podcast that I have on my list is Truth for Teachers with Angela Watson. Again, she is a general ed classroom teacher, a former classroom teacher. So it's not music specific. However, she dives into some really great topics, and she's really good at exploring how to save time as a teacher, how not to feel as stressed out, how to take care of yourself. So really love her podcast. Moving on to some non-educational podcast gems, I have Armchair Expert with Dax Shepherd. That one is pretty popular, so you've probably heard of it before, but if you haven't, definitely go and listen to it. He will interview other people, and he is so good at just having conversations with people and interviewing them and really having thoughtful, interesting conversations. Love Dax Shepherd. And he is the husband of Kristen Bell. If you are trying to place his name, that's where you've probably heard of him before. And then I have talked many times on my podcast about this podcast called Spooked. If you love ghost stories, you need to listen to Spooked. Totally love it. A lot of them are ghost stories, but some of them are like UFO related or just anything that's like you can't totally explain. And the stories are told by real people who they happen to, who these things happen to. So it's just really interesting to listen to. Obviously like a great listen around Halloween, but really anytime in my book. So that one's called Spooked. And then Science Versus is another one of my favorites. That podcast dives into like some hot topics, some like controversial topics, and like what does the science say? What does science say? What does the data say about that topic? So, you know, you can get into some controversial topics like, you know, politics or gun control or things like that. But then some other topics that maybe aren't quite so controversial, but you just kind of wonder, well, what does the science say? You know, especially with topics where you just like anecdotally you hear these things and you wonder if they're true, but Science Versus digs into what the science actually says about that topic. Another one that's kind of like a ghost / murder podcast is called And That's Why We Drink. And in that one, there are two friends where one of them will tell a ghost story and one of them will tell like a ghost story that supposedly happened to someone. And then the other person talks about a murder that happened. And it's just like the banter they have between each other is really entertaining. And then the stories themselves are really entertaining. I actually saw the two of them at a show, which was so interesting to like see them in person, and they kind of did like a live episode right there. So very cool. All right, the last one I have on my list for my favorite podcast. This one is an oldie but a goodie, so I just threw it in here in case you hadn't heard it yet, and that is called S-Town. This one also involves murder, so if you like listening to that kind of thing, then it's definitely one to check out. And I won't give too many more details because, you know, it's I kind of like sometimes going in and not knowing anything, but I will tell you, it's like totally bingeable. It's really, really interesting to listen to. All right, so there you have it. I have my own favorite podcast episodes from my podcast, and then 10 podcasts to go and listen to that are not my podcast. So I hope that you got something from there that you think, yeah, I should check that out. And definitely, you know, if you're in the car right now and can't check them out right now, go to my blog later. Go to aliensmusicroom.com/podcast, click on episode 100, and then find these links so that you can listen to the episodes later. All right, now I'm going to talk about what I'm consuming. All right, so this is totally a guilty pleasure, and I've talked before on my podcast when I've done this what I'm consuming bit that, you know, sometimes you have to watch or listen to something that's, you know, kind of like your guilty pleasure, because it's sometimes nice to not really have to think very much, especially when we do so much thinking during the day as educators. But this one that I've been binging is Love is Blind, season 6. A couple friends at work were like, oh my gosh, you have to listen. You have to watch this. It's so good. It's so good. So I started watching it, and then we've just been talking about it, you know, around the water cooler. So in case you have never heard of this show, because I had actually never heard of it until they explained it to me. So with Love is Blind, what happens is you have these single men and women who go into what they call pods, which are these rooms where they can hear each other. So like, I don't know, I guess there's like a thin wall or something in between rooms, or there's some kind of speaker in the wall. I never really thought about the logistics of it. But anyway, they can have a conversation with the person in the room next to them without ever looking at them. So they go on these quote unquote dates, and they have these conversations with these people without ever looking at them. And then they fall in love with somebody without looking at them and seeing what they look like physically. And they're not even supposed to talk about what they look like, right? And then one of them, usually like the man, proposes to the woman through the wall, and then they get to see each other. So just kind of an interesting experiment as far as like, how much do looks play into someone's connection, right? Yeah, it's been a great guilty pleasure. So if you like dating shows or reality shows, then I would watch that. I would check it out. All right, so that's it for now. Thank you so much for listening to episode 100. I feel like I need a little like a party. Something to like a party favor right now, so I can be like, woohoo, episode 100. But super exciting. And like I said, in episode 101, I'm going to have a conversation with Debbie O'Shea about manipulatives in the music room. So check that out and have a great day.